Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to episode 22-05 to all you God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots tuning in from the Free Zones, wherever you are. We are broadcasting from patriot-held territory, and also those of you outside the wire in occupied territory, God bless you guys. You're in our prayers. All right. There's a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to do three segments tonight. The first segment, of course, news and commentary. There's just a lot going on, and we're very busy, as you can imagine. So after that, though, in segment two, there was a document that was released today. It was through a FOIA request, or it was leaked. But there was a document that discusses or reveals what the FBI is able to glean from these various different apps, these secure messaging apps that we use on our smart devices. And it basically confirms what mostly what we already knew or suspected and have gotten from other sources. But this is just another document that really highlights some things, adds a few more messaging apps in this document that we haven't really talked about before. So I'm going to cover that in segment two and also offer some additional observations and some of my thoughts and hopefully some additional guidance that can help us stay more secure in our messaging. You know, we're all about, you know, going after the bad guys and terrorists and criminals and so on and so forth. But we're in a different era now where many components of our federal government, including the FBI, we've seen so much corruption and misuse of authority and unlawful acts, including patriots being identified by this new regime, being identified as domestic terrorists. I mean, really, this regime now is trying to put the FBI on parents who are showing up to these school board meetings, irate as they have the right to be, over their kids being taught critical race theory and the sexualization of their children. And parents showing up to these school board meetings, now this regime says they need to be added to terrorist lists or terror watch lists or investigated as domestic terrorists. This is absolutely absurd. So we live in a different era now. The FBI is not what it was. It used to be for hunting down communists. I mean, that's how it got its start, you know, inspired after the model of the Pinkerton investigative agency. And using that model, they developed an interstate, nationwide investigative entity for investigating cross-border multi-state crimes and really going after rooting out communism, which is subversive to the United States and our rule of law. Well, they've gone to the dark side. So in segment two, I want to talk about some of the apps that has been discovered, what information they can get from different apps. There's a few that aren't on there. I'll talk about those and some measures that you can do to shore up your security. So in segment three, of course, bring on Lady Liberty with some of the items, things that she's been researching and discussing. So we're looking forward to that. So three segments tonight. Thank you guys for being with us. And this will be hopefully a little bit shorter show. As I said, we've got just a lot going on. Right now, it seems that Russia is kind of simmering down. The Russia-Ukraine situation is leveling off. And we'll watch and see how that goes. But right now, nothing real new to report. Information about the Russians moving blood supplies up to the front lines as an indicator that, you know, this is a perishable item. They wouldn't be moving that up forward without expecting armed conflict. So that means it must be getting close. The Russians are acting surprised by this news and saying, we absolutely have not done any such thing. This is misinformation to stir up fear by the Americans. What they mean is Biden. And, well, there might be some credibility to what the Russians are saying. They're saying, we don't want a war. We don't need a war. We don't. We will fight for our national interests. But we're not looking for a fight just for the sake of having a fight. We're prepared for it. So we'll see. There are a lot of factors involved there. The oil pipelines, what that would do to Europe really explains why a lot of the NATO countries in Europe are not too quick to make things kinetic over there. It would be a bad situation for everyone involved all the way around. So nobody's rushing to move things into, you know, a kinetic warfare, actually bang, boom, shooting rockets flying and shooting airplanes down and bombing cities and so on. So let's get into the news and commentary brought to you by Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher over there at the podcast Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. Just beyond food, water, shelter, medical supplies, communications. What next? You got your basics? Well, that's exactly what they cover on a regular basis, including what's going on in the United States with the instability that we're facing now, supply chain shortages, and a potential war with Russia, China, and so many other things to consider. And so check them out at prepping2-0.com. Now, according to 100%fedup.com, and this is actually hitting several conservative and alternative news outlets, there's a video now that's been released of an alleged ballot trafficker in Georgia. This is happening across the country. There's several main, you know, key cities or states: Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. These are all key locations where if the election had not been tampered with, Trump clearly would have had more votes counted, as other than, you know, these shenanigans that are going on. But there's a video of this guy, one of multiple ballot harvesters, and these guys reportedly are paid $10 per ballot, and they have to show proof in order to cash in. These guys and gals harvested hundreds of thousands of ballots. So here's this guy is fanning all of his ballots out in a big fan. It's like 20, 30, who knows how many of them there are. A fistful of them. He fans them all out and takes a selfie with them as his proof so he can get his $10 per ballot. And then puts them in one at a time into this ballot drop box. This is all caught on close circuit TV surveillance camera. And there are a ton of these. In fact, Dinesh D'Souza is working with this group, True the Vote. We've mentioned them before. And he just released his movie trailer for 2000 Mules. That's the title of his new documentary on who stole the 2020 election. And they document, video footage document, interviews, on and on, the thousands of ballots missed. So you can go check that out at 100%fedup.com. And that's 100 spelled out, like, I mean, the numbers, 100% spelled out, fed, F-E-D-U-P, fedup.com. And this is astounding. Additional evidence on top of what we already knew. Here's some good news. You guys remember this. I'm going to mention this tomorrow morning in the morning commute as well. In Oregon, that couple that had Sweet Cakes by Melissa, I think it was what it was called. Sweet Cakes by Melissa. They refused to make a wedding cake for these two lesbians who wanted to have a pretend wedding and force these people to make this wedding cake. They refused because of their Christian beliefs. And Oregon, with their new hate crimes laws, fined them $135,000 for refusing to bake a cake. And it just got overturned. An Oregon Court of Appeals, believe it or not, overturned the $135,000 fine. So that is at the Gateway Pundit. Check it out. It's really good news. Also good news, more evidence to back up what you and I already know, but we just love to see the evidence come rolling forward like an avalanche, and it is, especially if you guys are following any of the Telegram channels, the COVID victims and COVID victims and families, COVID vaccine victims and families. I mean, it's just astounding the evidence that comes out day after day after day. We're so beyond trust the science, because they're not. They're just ignoring the science. But Scottish data shows that COVID case rate is the highest among fully vaccinated and the lowest among unvaccinated. This is the same type of data and reports that we're seeing from one source after another after another. Yes, there are cases of unvaccinated people getting COVID and even getting hospitalized from it, but it doesn't have to be. With ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and zinc, we could reduce this. We would reduce the hospitalizations by probably nearly 100%, and the same with the deaths. We would lose so few people. It's astounding. From the Gateway Pundit, more bald-faced lies. The Biden regime says there's no such thing as secret illegal alien flights in the dead of the night. We know better. We've seen over and over the video this week on the late-night flights to New York State that was released earlier this week on Gateway Pundit is happening all across the country. Contractors that are flying these flights are saying this country is selling the people out. They're flying these flights secretly in the middle of the night, inserting illegal aliens deep into the country in metropolitan areas and even rural areas, rural communities with large towns in a rural area, all over the place. Absolutely astounding. From the knockreport.com, Virginia's new Republican Attorney General bans colleges and universities from mandating COVID jabs. This is so good to see. The new Republican Attorney General, Jason Meares, has issued a legal opinion that bars colleges and universities from forcing students to accept the COVID-19 jab as a condition for in-person enrollment. This needs to just go nationwide. This is beyond this. From Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden pointing out more truth. Reporting that a speech therapist said that there has been a 364% surge in baby and toddler referrals thanks to mask wearing. Sure enough, Jacqueline Thiek told WPBF News that before the pandemic, only 5% of the patients were babies and toddlers, but this has soared to 20%. Parents are describing their children's speech problems as COVID delayed, with face coverings the primary cause of their speaking skills being seriously impaired. As young as 8 months old, babies start learning how to speak by reading lips. A thankless task if parents and carers smother themselves with masks to comply with mandates. Yep. So this is just one of the many, many ramifications of this continuing the lies. Absolutely unbelievable. Oh, this came out from, this next one came out in the Epoch Times. Knock Report picked it up as well. The more, this is your stark, raving, mad, absolutely insane type of category of the news. a 26-year-old biological male will be serving time in a girl's juvenile detention center for child molestation. What could go wrong, right? Hannah Tubbs, a 26-year-old biological male who was convicted at the age of 17, sexually assaulting a child, was not tried or convicted while a juvenile, but has been sentenced to serve 2 years in a juvenile detention facility. Unbelievable. Who is the judge? Who is behind all of this? Oh, Judge Mario Barrera claims, this is disgusting. You can go to the Knock Report or to Epic Times, pick that up. Just, you can't even just wrap your mind around, so much of this stuff is beyond the pale. From a Christian's perspective, I'm looking up, I'm looking for the return of our King. This insanity cannot go much longer. Before we close things out here on the news and commentary, I just lost it. Oh, that's also, before I move on, the Redoubt News picked up on an article. Aggressive new scheme exposes an Article 5 convention lobby by Christian Gomez, Article 5 of the U.S. This is dangerous. I mean, for the long term of America, this is how you destroy put the final nail in the coffin of the United States of America, the former republic, is to have an Article 5 U.S. Constitution convention. And it's constitutional. You can actually have a constitutional convention. It's very, very difficult to do. But to crack the Constitution open, to go in there and fix it, to keep the anti-Americans from, dismembering our rule of law and our Constitution and acting unlawfully, to go in there and you're going to fix things. The caliber of people that made the Constitution are not the same caliber of people that will be at these article conventions, who will be chosen as delegates to go in there and start tampering with the Constitution. This is a no-go at this station. You do not have a constitutional convention to fix. The Constitution isn't broken. It doesn't need to be repaired. It needs to be read, and it needs to be followed. But just like John Adams said, the Constitution was written for moral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate for the governing of any other. And as long as we are in the moral state that we are now, you can't fix the Constitution. All you're going to do is there are some things that the founding fathers didn't know about if we were going to rewrite the Constitution now, I could think of several things that could or should be put in place, but really, there's nothing wrong with the Constitution if we have a moral and religious people, and we don't. So you're going to be, it's just not, it would not end well. Anyway, you go to redoubtnews.com and read that. And then finally, the truckers in Canada shutting down the cities in response to all these COVID mandates. Justin Trudeau is reported to have fled the capital. The people are rising up, and this is now taking place around the world. The United States has got a large truck to D.C. rally planned. Australia, Germany, the U.K. This is just really taking off, and it's just really good to see. South Africa, Canberra, Australia. And the people are out there waving flags and cheering these guys on. And they're raising money by the people to help support them with food, with fuel, everything they need logistically, despite the evil, vile scum like GoFundMe, who was frozen $4.7 million this raised by the Canadian truckers, or raised for the Canadian truckers. And Facebook has just banned their 600,000-strong Facebook group, which was growing more than 100,000 followers a day. So the globalists are desperate. This rally isn't seen widely in Canada and around the world because it could be the catalyst that knocks over their house of cards. This is somebody posted over at the Proud Boys of the American Redoubt page. And it's true. It's true. This could be the beginning of the end, and they're losing their grip. They're losing their hold. I mean, they, as in the globalists. So they're so addicted to the power that they've been able to achieve over the next couple of years. I can't see them letting it go without doing something extremely devastating and desperate. So be on your toes. Look alive. All right. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, wrapping up segment one, and we'll be back right after these messages. So stick around.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment two of the Voice of the American Redoubt. You guys, hey, if you need to get a hold of me, you can email me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. I had a recent Amron member who was emailing me at, I have a Proton Mail account, and I'm a strong proponent of Proton Mail. But, with our internal servers, with our servers with Radio Free Redoubt, we have our own email service, and I have PGP encryption and all that. So I rarely check my Proton Mail account, hardly ever. I just basically use it as a backup. But I just bring that up because I had a listener who's emailed three times, and he's trying to get something sorted out with his Amron membership and his password getting reset because he couldn't get into the Amron Core website. And so by the third email, he's so deflated. You could say, I don't know what I've done, if I've done anything wrong, why you're not responding, or, if you think I'm a security risk, or if I apologize if I've done anything wrong and why you won't respond. I feel like at this point you're ignoring me. And I felt horrible. But I let him know, email me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. If it's an Amron related issue, emergency communications, network type of, subject or membership issue, email me at johnjacob@amron.com. And, I run Thunderbird email client. So I have, all those emails right there in front of me. I'm on my computer a lot. And so I go back and check those periodically throughout the day. So you won't get missed, but yeah, I felt bad. So, if you need to get a hold of me, then, John Jacob at one of those two, radiofreeredoubt.com or amron.com. All right. I just want to get that cleared up. Now, this segment's brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate. Awesome folks, patriots, that are helping patriots get strategically relocated to the American Redoubt, but specifically they serve the northern part of the panhandle of Idaho. And if that's where you're looking at going, or you just want to get prices or get introduced to the area and start getting pointed in the right direction for finding some property that would be right for you, then check them out. SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com is their website. Something that started going around this week in the Patriot and kind of the freedom, security, information, personal freedom and personal security communities was this document that was released. This document it's all over its mainstream. Tech Times has got it. PCMag.com, that's PC Magazine. A lot of these technology and computer websites and magazines are covering this week. So I had several folks send it to me, and this is a document that shows how popular secure messaging apps stack up. FBI document shows how popular An FBI document lays out the information various secure messaging apps can share with law enforcement. And not all of these messaging apps, especially your secure messaging apps, are the same. They all cooperate at different levels with with the different law enforcement agencies. Some of them will just voluntarily just anything they ask for, they'll just make it available. Others say, well, we won't give that up unless, you know, we have a warrant or there's some type of strong, information to, you know, evidence to support that this person you're doing is, you know, that they're doing something illegal. And others make it so locked down. They're like, we can't even give this information to you. So anytime you're doing something online where you are using the internet to send any kind of traffic to someone else, there is going to inherently be some information out there you cannot hide. It has to be directed to, it has to know where to send this message to. So it has to be routed, and there's different security measures that can be built into these that hide a lot of personal information, almost all of your personal information. But there has to be something there to show who to get this to, but without their name, it's like a hash file or a hash string of numbers when you sign up with these accounts. And a lot of times it will go to your phone or to your tablet, and it will include the IP address and other data. Some give more than others. So let me go to this PC Mag article. I think these guys have probably about the best level of credibility as far as objectively looking at this from a technical standpoint. They don't have an axe to grind politically or anything like that. They're just saying this is what this document says. This is what the FBI, according to this document, can access as far as information on these apps. So a newly released document prepared by the FBI's Science and Technology Branch and Operational Technology Division makes it easy to see what kinds of information various services can provide in response to requests by the FBI or any law enforcement agency for user data. Rolling Stone reports that the document obtained by a group called Property of the People through a FOIA request, that's the Freedom of Information Act, was prepared on January 7th, and it's titled Lawful Access. And according to its header, it describes the FBI's ability to legally access secure messaging app content and metadata. There's a saying, that people have been killed over metadata. What this means is when you're looking for evidence, Islamic American overseas that was involved in terrorist activity. He was using some type of secure platform, I don't recall now, for messaging to his back and forth to his top commanders. This guy was calling the shots on terrorist terrorist attacks. And although they couldn't read the content, although the authorities or the intelligence agencies didn't have information that said this is al-Zahari or whatever his name was, the metadata was enough for them to make a decision saying that this is beyond a reasonable doubt, this is the guy we're looking for. He's traveling in this vehicle. This is his device. This is who he's connected to. And using all these different algorithms that the intelligence community uses just with metadata, then they're with almost absolute certainty, this is the individual, or at least this is his device that he uses, and these are the people that he's talking to. So they launch a drone attack, kill the guy. Sure enough, it's him. So the saying goes, the adage, you know, people have been killed over metadata. It's information that's being leaked by smart devices, or that accompanies the messages and information that you're sending to a buddy, even though it's totally encrypted. The contents cannot be read because this is extremely powerful and effective encryption. There has to be routing information to get this message from your phone to Joe Blow's phone. And this was a legitimate terrorist target. The problem is now Christian patriots or just parents are being identified as terrorists. So we need to start thinking differently about security and organizing other parents to show up at this event. You could be pinned as the instigator of this insurrection, right? So you want your content of your messaging to be secure. So various different applications that you'll use reveal different levels of information. Some of them, there's your contents and there's all of your contacts right there. This is just easy for the grabbing. They can grab it. So as of November 2020, the FBI's ability to legally access secure content on leading messaging applications is depicted in this document with the image of all of these different applications. I'll go over that here in just a little bit. Return data provided by the companies listed below, with the exception of WhatsApp, are actually logs of latent data, so not real time, that are provided to law enforcement in a non-real time manner and may impact investigations due to delivery delays. So WhatsApp, which you guys should all be getting off of WhatsApp. I have WhatsApp just because that is strictly what Simon Roche, for some reason, in South Africa, has to use. And he gives updates about what's happening in developments there. It's more just news. It's open source news. It's nothing whiz-bang or classified secret or even sensitive. So I don't worry about it. It's the only thing that he's able to use or wants to use, and I want to stay in touch with him. So that's why I have that. Otherwise, I use it for nothing else. So they actually logs the latent data that are provided in real time. They can get this information off of WhatsApp. So the document specifically, the document's specificity is new. However, as the FBI's admission that WhatsApp is the only popular secure messaging app that provides near real-time data in response to law enforcement requests, the document says this. Message content limited. A subpoena can render basic subscriber record. With a court order, a subpoena return as well as information like blocked users, and a search warrant will provide an address book contact with and WhatsApp users who have the target in their address book contacts. And then there's a pen register, which is sent every 15 minutes, providing source and destination for each message. Now that's WhatsApp. So that one is probably, I would say, the least secure. Let me run down through some of these. Some of these you guys have probably never heard of and don't use, but there are a lot of them out there that are using these. iMessage, Line, Threema, Viber, WeChat and WhatsApp are all garbage. They shouldn't even be categorized as secure messaging apps. I don't even know how they can call them secure messaging apps because they give up so much information. Like iMessage, for example, they give up. Oh, hold on a second. Let me find this. Subscriber data. All the people that are subscribing to your little group that you put together. Message sender receiver data, device backup up to the cloud. It reveals the that one doesn't reveal the IP address. Viber does, WeChat does, and you definitely don't want that out there. The date and time of the information, registration data, the user's contacts. This is all stuff that you don't want somebody accessing if you are find yourself like as a parent trying to organize some type of demonstration or a presentation for your school board and they're calling you a terrorist. You organize this and then they go through your WhatsApp or iMessage or something and there's your whole contact list, everybody that you're communicating with, and then they all get rolled up as terrorists, right? So things are just out of control. We need to start thinking differently now about security, personal security. You may not care because, well, you're brave and you're courageous and you're not going to let fear hold you back and you're willing to go to jail to stand up for what you believe in, which is fine and commendable. But you don't have the right to place other people in that position and obligate other people to be labeled as terrorists. That's up to them. And so you have other people to think about besides just yourself. This is why security is so important. So the ones that came out on top, Telegram, excellent. And it doesn't give up any message content. No contact information provided for law enforcement to pursue a court order as per Telegram's privacy statement for confirmed terrorist investigations. Telegram may disclose IP address and phone number to relevant authorities. And then Signal gives no message content. It does reveal the date and time a user registered. And they can also get from Signal the last date of a user's connectivity to the service. When was the last time your device connected to Signal, to their system? But they can't read any of your content. They can't get usernames, no IP addresses, and so on. So the two that came out on top are Signal and Telegram. Now, there are two that are not on this list. I'm not sure why, but they have a reputation of being extremely secure. Just right up there, just like Signal. And that would be Element. Now, I've not done deep research into these two. I've read, I guess, superficial write-ups and reviews. And so that's what I'm basing this off of. So, do your due diligence and research before you entrust your life or the information of all your friends and family to an app. But the other two are Element and Wire, WIRE, Wire and Element. Now, there could be a reason why that's not on this list, and maybe this document was intended to be released. This is a theory, and this is only a theory. It is speculation that somebody brought up the possibility of what is called comms herding. In other words, they herd you like cattle toward one specific platform so that they can more easily manage the traffic going through it. One of the thorns in the side of authorities around the world in trying to deal with uprisings is that there are a bazillion messaging apps out there with varying different levels of security and encryption and so on. It's nearly impossible and even difficult with artificial intelligence to track all of this, all these different apps because they do use different languages. They have different security encryption platforms. They function differently as far as how they move information across the internet. So if you are an intelligence agency, much like what happened with, I want to say, in Cuba last year, it seems to me that all of the internet and services were disrupted, except if I recall correctly, it was either, I want to say that it was Twitter that was left up. That was a classic, in my opinion, a comms herding tactic by the Cuban government, because so many people were using different internet apps that can be blocked. Access to these various different services can be blocked, especially if you're not using a VPN, and they can target these certain services and prevent you from connecting to them. So what it does is it forces the herd all into one nice, neat little channel, one little cattle chute, and that would be, in this case, say Twitter. Then they can focus all of their intelligence efforts and analysis tools toward one specific platform. And then it's much easier to kind of have everything in one little basket. You can start sorting through stuff and finding out who's who, and start drilling down into the more active accounts to find out who they're connected to and see if you can get their contact information, maybe even their content, and so on. So, could this be deliberately released? It doesn't appear so. This is not something, matter of fact, it's not classified, but the document that they've posted through this says law enforcement sensitive. So this is not something that definitely law enforcement agencies or entities, intelligence agencies, would want people out there to know. This is just helpful for people that they're trying to surveil. So there could be a reason why Wire and Element are not on here, because maybe they are that much more effective, and this is a comms herding effort. Although Signal, what I've studied on Signal, it is so powerful, and it is so difficult for intelligence agencies or entities to really drill into Signal at all, that it wouldn't make sense to try to herd everybody toward using that by releasing this document intentionally for comms herding purposes. Because by looking at this, it would drive you to the reputedly most secure app, Signal, that's out there. So I have a couple of other thoughts. Consider looking into Wire and Element. But the other thing, too, that comms herding brings to mind is that when government agencies, entities are trying to control the internet, but they need to leave it up because they need the internet as well. And it is a very powerful intelligence tool for government. It's actually in their best interest to leave that open so that they have situational awareness tools at their fingertips as well. So what they'll try to do is just limit the use of it. And one of the ways they do that is, like, as I mentioned, shutting down services that you're trying to access by specifically targeting those. The way around that is your virtual private networks, or what are called VPNs. This does a couple of different things. First of all, it masks your IP address, and it also allows you to connect to one or two or three international nodes or servers. So you can connect to a server in Hungary and then connect to a server in Panama and then go to your destination. So it appears that you are connecting to their website from Panama, but everything in between is encrypted. and then re-encrypted. You can also use Tor nodes, which is the Onion router, and I cover that in the updated security series. Just type in security series on radiofreeredoubt.com. There's a whole series that I did dealing with increasing your level of security, especially in terms of internet activity and securing your activity and your identity and so on. So I would strongly recommend using a VPN. I personally use NordVPN, and we have an affiliate link right there on Radio Free Redoubt. Just on the right-hand side, scroll down till you find NordVPN. Double-click on that, and they'll have you up and running. It is one of the fastest, if not the fastest, VPNs. So you, I've never noticed a slowdown of response or latency, and that's connecting to even a couple different countries between me and the end server or the website that I'm trying to connect to. So NordVPN is very powerful. Multiple, they must have, I don't know how many hundreds now, nodes or servers around the world to connect to. I would stay away from Russia, Israel, China, and the Five Eyes, and because of their information sharing, their intelligence sharing agreements. And the Five Eyes are the United States, Canada, Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. You can pause this and back it up and re-listen to it if you need to. Those are the Five Eyes. They have a let me explain that real quick, and then we'll take a break. In the United States, a lot of our intelligence agencies, and they do have oversight, believe it or not. It doesn't feel like it sometimes. But an international intelligence agency cannot spy or surveil its own citizens. There are some huge ramifications for that. They got congressional oversight committees and everything else that looks into this. I know people do stuff they probably shouldn't, and they get away with it. But people also get called onto the carpet, and they get held accountable for it, too. So their way around it is this. The Five Eyes have an international intelligence sharing agreement. So it might be illegal for the NSA or the military or CIA, for example, to surveil their own citizens. But there's a citizen in the U.S. they really, really would love to be able to track their internet activities. But that can come with some pretty steep consequences. So what do? You go to your Australian counterpart and say, hey, we got this guy in America. We'd really like to know what he's doing, what he's visiting, who he's talking to on the internet, everything else. So the Australian intelligence entity would surveil this under the auspices of a suspicious possible terrorist activity or whatever. And then once they put that in their server, their database, this intelligence they've gathered, then it is now accessible to all the other intelligence agencies in the Five Eyes. So the U.S., Canada, U.K., New Zealand, and Australia all share each other's intelligence with each other. So there's a workaround for intelligence agencies that aren't supposed to legally be tracking U.S. citizens' activities and so on, that they still do it. So if you're using a VPN and connecting to a server node in some place around the world, avoid the Five Eyes and Israel and Russia and China. I would say also I would add Iran and North Korea. Well, North Korea, I don't think you can connect to a node in North Korea. But stay away from those countries just because of the intense surveillance and intelligence capabilities that they have, plus all of the other eyes that are on them. You just stay away from them. That's just the best advice I can give you. So there are some of my thoughts on this document that was just released this Friday on secure messaging apps, and hopefully find that useful. I know many of you probably will. Some of you have no interest in this stuff. I get it, but that's okay. There's plenty of people that are interested and wanted to hear my thoughts on this, and so there you go. All right, this is segment two, winding it down, coming back to segment three with Lady Liberty joining me here in the studio, and we'll be back right after this. Yeah!
Are you prepared for an economic, socio-political collapse in America? Do you wonder how something like that could be possible? What would that even look like? I recommend Glenn Tate's 10-book series titled 299 Days. 299 Days is a high-action dystopian novel written from the perspective of the average Joe American and outlines realistic plans and action steps that you could implement to prepare yourself and those around you for the difficult possibilities ahead. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, North Idaho. For years, we've specialized in locating and securing the best survivalist retreats in the most sustainable area America has to offer. The clean and abundant fresh water found in North Idaho's springs, creeks, lakes, and rivers are the primary reason folks come here, as nothing is more important than water. Excellent seasons, rich soils, and clean Rocky Mountain air make for an ideal growing environment with no threat of tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes. The best part of North Idaho is her people. Friendly conservatives with beliefs deeply rooted in the Constitution and a sense of community. I want to invite you and your family to join us here to secure a peaceful future in a place that will sidestep much of the chaos that we all know is coming. Call me today at 208-667-1776 or visit me online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us, revrealty.us, and may God bless you.
Back to the third and final segment here on episode 22-05, the fifth podcast of 2022. And what a year it is going to be and already has been. And segment three here is brought to you by Strategic Landscape Designs, helping you get the most out of your property with laying it out, with the defensibility, your alternative power, solar, food production, securing your water rights. I'm just absolutely, especially from a preparedness perspective, strategically really laying out your land. You need some help. Most people need help with this. And that's exactly what this consulting service does. It's strategiclandscapedesign.com. Great folks. Check them out before you make your move. All right. This segment here, normally codename segment four joins me, but we have three segments in tonight's show. So Lady Liberty here on Radio Free Redoubt.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. And yeah, I guess I'm going to have to be codename section three tonight.
Yes. Codename segment three moving in. Yep.
Oh, well.
That works.
Maybe until next week, right? I can go back to my old name.
Segment three is better than being a section eight, right?
Yeah, there you go. Or an 86, right?
Right. No kidding. Okay. I know you've been doing a lot of different research and digging stuff up and reading and researching. And so what is on your mind tonight?
Well, yeah, I've covered so many different topics of research, from Israel to the borders to China. And finally I settled on what I decided was probably the most critical topic of all of them. And that is the fact that this article that I'm reading off of here is titled Cartels Have Operational Control of the U.S. Border and Are Terrorizing the U.S., says Texas Republican Representative Chip Roy. Yeah. And so that is definitely the biggest crisis that we have in the nation right now, because there, you can't actually have one of our borders under control by anything foreign, right? And that's exactly what has happened here. And so this, oh my gosh, it is just, it as if people, unvetted people flooding in to the tune of 5 million people over the last year.
I know. Unreal.
If that was not bad enough that they're just flooding in, it's now we've lost control of the border, and these drug cartels and human trafficking cartels are actually in control of our border, our southern border. And so this reads, Mexican cartels are making billions of dollars from drug trafficking, human smuggling, and exploiting the U.S. border, said Representative Chip Roy from Texas. Border Patrol agents apprehended more than 1.3 million illegal immigrants crossing into Texas from Mexico in 2021. But that number is conservative because, just as Trump reported from his Texas rally just this weekend,
right,
he said the number is more like 5 million, and not to even mention the ones that have not even had anybody talk to them or see them or address them, right?
So, yeah, because there's Arizona, New Mexico. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's a massive, huge free for all down there, and so it says that these people that are crossing into Texas from Mexico in 2021, there's hundreds of thousands more. That's totally understated in this article. They say hundreds of thousands more weren't captured. And then, of course, they've got – it's way higher than that, obviously. But seizures of the deadly synthetic opioid fentanyl have sharply increased, as have overdose deaths in the United States.
Yes.
And so what we're seeing here is statistics that say we have 100,000 Americans die from these fentanyl poisonings. They're not really even overdoses. They're poisonings, Representative Roy was stating. And then he said, this is the most disturbing part, and this is exactly why they now have control over our border. It says China is moving this drug, fentanyl, through Mexico, and the cartels are making money. And China is getting empowered. America's getting hammered, all because this administration refuses to do its job securing the border. Now, this is exactly what is happening in Canada as well, because China is using Canada as like a drug operation, you know, where they're running drugs like gang drug running through Canada.
I've seen reports saying that, yeah.
Yep. And so that's exactly what they're doing on our Mexican border right now.
Yeah.
And so they're making billions of dollars in fentanyl sales. And how this is working, that they're controlling the border, is that it said what they do is these cartels, they basically send large groups through one area of the border to tie up border patrol resources, which leaves nearby areas unpatrolled and open for illicit transport. And so they simply overwhelm the agents with these massive numbers, and that creates other areas where there's no law enforcement at all. And so that's how they're managing to do this. And so we're still going to send our troops overseas to enforce a Ukrainian border?
Right.
What?
I was just going to say that. I'm glad you brought that up. We're patrolling the Iraq border. We're getting ready to go patrol and defend the Ukrainian border surrounding Poland, whatever. While we're sending troops overseas, these people are criminally negligent.
Right.
This is they're duty bound to do this. They took an oath that they would uphold the law. It's their job to execute these laws. And on top of this, you've got the Homeland Security clowns putting out more notifications that they're requiring vaccine passports now to enter through the ports of entry in Canada and Mexico. They're literally going to mandate vaccine passports to enter the country, but they're not controlling the rest of the border, just the ports of entry.
Right.
What a circus. What a clown show this is.
No kidding. And just the sheer number it says here that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported a 1,066% increase in fentanyl seized at the South Texas ports of entry during this last year of 2021. And that has resulted in 100,000 100,000 American deaths. I mean, and this is a Chinese controlled thing where they're running it like drug gangs on our border.
Yep.
And they've killed, I mean, basically you could point at them and say they've now managed to kill 100,000 people with fentanyl.
Yep.
Right? And so, again, with Trump at this rally this last weekend in Texas saying, this administration is not doing their job. We've got to impeach them because they're not even enforcing or upholding their border, the border. And they're required.
Right.
They're required to do that.
Yes.
And so the simple fact that they're required, that's their number one requirement to keep the nation safe, is to protect the borders. And they refuse to do that. That right there, even if you don't believe that this is a communist coup,
right,
that right there is enough to have everybody oust them. And what I really like here is that, and this is actually what we should be doing, because I've talked about this aspect in my book 444 as well, is that there are three branches of government, with the executive, the judicial, and legislative. However, there's actually four branches, and we the people are the fourth branch.
Right.
So that in case any of these other three branches that are supposed to be the checks and balances that keep this nation in line, if any one of those fail, we the fourth branch have to step up and step in.
Yeah.
And there's a few commenters on this article that really got my attention, because the one guy, he wrote, I'm looking into my upcoming Texas trip into the 60-mile buffer zone, where I shall be parked along an illegal alien migration route with my sniper rifle and night vision scope. The buzzards are going to have a feast. And then the next guy right beneath him wrote, that's the plan. And I mean, there's so many comments just like that, where we the people are going to have to, I mean, clearly this government is out of control.
And literally, and this is what this congressman said. The cartels have operational control of our border.
Yes.
Yeah. And this government, this regime refusing to secure our borders should be treated no differently than Private Snuffy, who's on guard duty and refuses to guard his post.
Right.
He just walks off while the enemy walks across right into our camp. They would prosecute him.
Yep.
They would charge him criminally. He would go to, especially if somebody got harmed.
Right.
If the enemy came into the camp and somebody harmed, you know, your troops, he's going to Leavenworth.
Right.
It's criminal, and it's no different. These guys have a duty. It's not like they have the option to. They can enforce the border. It's one of the things they could do if they want to.
Right. No, that's not an option. That is number one requirement.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So that's why the sentiment here, I mean, I've said this for a long time. We should treat our southern border no different than Afghanistan.
Right.
We should have special operations. We should have the border should be patrolled. We should have special operations hunting down the cartels and anybody, you know, that's training, equipping, arming, and carrying out operations that compromises our border should be treated just like Taliban.
Yep.
No different.
Yeah. It almost makes me wonder, what's the protocol for a general, like a military general, to take over at this point? Because we clearly, what do you call that when your top tier leadership refuses to do their job, and then you need the military to step up and actually remove them because the nation is now at risk. And that's exactly this situation falls absolutely nothing short of critical nature right here. This is the nation is in a state of critical threat. And our border has already been seized.
And not to mention what they've done to weaken our military. Not just morale. The morale is just tanked right now.
Yep.
But to demoralize our military and take it a step further by poisoning them. There's reports now, these pilots that crashed trying to land on the aircraft carrier this last week. Now it's starting to leak out that this was of COVID vaccine related type of adverse effect that they were having. We have flight surgeons that are saying they've had to ground pilots and they got yanked. They got pulled from duty. The doctor, the surgeon, the flight surgeon gets pulled from duty. All of their patients or all of their
cases get yanked from them, and they're putting people out there. Now we've got – I just had it. I meant to talk about it, but I don't have the numbers right in front of me.
Navy pilot.
Yeah. Right, but no, it was the adverse effects in the military.
Oh.
Of heart attacks, of strokes, of myocarditis, there's a whole list of them. How it's gone up, you know, so many thousands of percent. It's maddening to watch. It's criminal.
Well, actually, I believe that these guys that are commenting on the side of this article, they've got the right idea. We are the fourth branch. Are we really going to allow Chinese-run drug cartels to operate and control our border? Oh my gosh! I mean, I was insulted on behalf of the Canadians allowing these Chinese drug cartels to run operations through Canada, and let alone hearing this about our border right now. This is something that is that right there would be a call to arms, because the government has failed. They've tanked. They're doing nothing, and we've lost our border. That's a call to arms.
Yeah. I found it. I found this report. It's a data leaked, and this is from COVID-19 vaccine victims. Percentage of increases over the average of the last 5 years. This data was leaked from the Defense Health Agency's Defense Medical Epidemiology Database, the DMED, shows skyrocketing levels of disease among military personnel. Heart attacks up 269%.
Yep.
This is our military. Pericarditis up 175%. Myocarditis up 285%. Pulmonary embolisms 467%. Cerebral infarction 393%. Bell's palsy 319%. Guillain-Barré 250%. Immunodeficiencies 275%. Check this out. To the females serving. Menstrual irregularity, 467% increase. Multiple sclerosis, up 487%. Miscarriages, up 306%. HIV, up 590%. Chest pain, 1,529%. And labored breathing, 905% increase over the previous five-year average. That's what they're doing to our military.
Wow.
They're forcing this on our military while our border is being overran.
Oh, it's not even being overran. We've now lost our border.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
We've lost our border. And hello, people.
But boy,
the fourth branch. I'm sorry. It just, this is this is the worst we've seen so far. We've not actually lost anything up until this point.
Right.
But, losing the border. You can't lose the border.
This is what we saw coming when they stole the election. That's why you and I were saying the American people do not understand fully, have grasped what just happened when
That's
they stole
right.
our election.
That's right.
You can't even wrap your mind around what just happened and how many people just shrug and go on about their lives and, you know, just try to make, well, the new normal, right?
Yeah.
This is not normal.
I would be even calling, I would like, if I was in Texas, if I was in Arizona, if I was in New Mexico, any of the states bordering anywhere where these, you know, these people are flooding in through Mexico, I would demand the attorney generals in each of those states to put out an injunction on sending any troops outside of the United States at this point, that they absolutely cannot be sent out and must be applied to our border. That there has the attorney generals
or the governor.
The governors could do this as well.
Right.
Yeah, they absolutely put a block on any of our troops being sent out of the United States right now and place them where we have to regain our border.
I don't know
why
this isn't being done already.
I know.
Why is our National Guard, the governors?
What are the governors doing?
Are they afraid? We're going to pull your funding. We've got that purse string. We're going to pull your funding.
Every one of those states needs to be calling in their National Guard and setting up and reclaiming our border down there right now.
Yeah.
And other states' governors need to be sending their National Guard. We need to be sending our military down there right now.
Well, if you're going to go through a Border Patrol checkpoint, though, you better have your COVID vaccine passport.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, this is painful to watch.
This is the biggest threat we've seen so far.
Yeah.
When was the last time America did not have control over a border?
A year ago?
No, I'm totally serious. I'm totally serious. When was the last time we didn't have control over our southern border?
I think it was during when the Spanish American War, or when we were fighting.
Yeah, it had to be like
the Alamo.
During the time of the Alamo. Yep,
right.
That's right. And so we've got to do something, people. We have to do something.
Remember the Alamo.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're out of time. That's a hot topic. This is just infuriating, man. As well, we're going to keep following this. Pray for our country.
Send the troops.
Send the troops.
Governors,
to the border.
Governors, get your heads together. Get your heads pulled out, first of all, then get your heads together and demand that the military regain our border now.
Pick up your spine and do your job.
That's right.
All right. Well, we're out of time. You guys join us each morning, 7 a.m. Pacific time for the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And otherwise, you have a blessed and a safe week. And remember our country in your prayers. Pray for the Republic. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. Thank you, Lady Liberty, for these updates.
You bet. Anytime.
All right. My name is John Jacob Schmidt. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name, too. Good night.